One of the things that Catholics often ask is, why do I have to go to confession to a priest? After all, if God is all-knowing and he's everywhere, why can't I just go to the privacy of my own home, close the door, confess my sin, and God will hear me and he'll forgive my sin? Why do I need to go to the sacrament of reconciliation? And I think we can answer this question in a few ways. Number one, because it's Jesus' idea. Jesus gave us the sacrament of reconciliation in the Gospels. He breathed onto the apostles and he said, whoever sins you forgive, you are forgiven. Whoever sins you retain, they are retained. This implies that for the apostles to administer forgiveness, it implies that they would hear it confessed, because they can't guess at people's sin. So one reason that we go to the sacrament of reconciliation, one, it's scriptural. It's Jesus' idea. Number two, it's historical. If we look at the early church, we see the sacrament of reconciliation being practiced in a different form, but it was there. And so if it is there, it's because we understand that the apostles passed this on to their successors. So why do we go? One, it's scriptural. Two, historical. It's present within the early church. Number three, it's tangible. One of the most powerful ways to have love communicated is to hear those words, I forgive you, because it costs to forgive. And so it's tangible. We hear those words with our ears. You see, God has created us with senses. We see, we taste, we touch, we hear. And we hear those words in the sacrament of reconciliation. I absolve you from your sin. And it engages us. And so why do we go? It's scriptural, historical, tangible, and the last one, practical. In the sacrament of reconciliation, we sit before a priest and he's able to give us good advice that sometimes we wouldn't otherwise think about on our own. You know, we're struggling and we think that we see our life 20-20, but often we don't and we need help. Like a coach coaching his athlete, the coach is able to see things that the athlete can't see in the performance. And likewise, sometimes we need someone on the outside to give us advice of what's going on in the inside of our life. So why do we go to the sacrament of reconciliation? One, scriptural. Two, practical. Three, historical. Last one, tangible.